All right. Thanks, Dwayne.
Thanks, Daniel. Keaton Robbins from Waking the Red.
Dwayne, what's going on?
Good, good.
Just once again, to follow up on kind of Daniel's question, Canadian national team, can you just kind of describe to us how intense the travel is for the national team? You got guys coming from odd ends of the earth, and they're all meeting for a week or so. Can you just kind of give us a rundown of how grueling that can be?
Yeah, I mean, it's very difficult, you know, especially when you have players playing all over the world, different brand of football, different styles of football, and then you're asked to come together in 2 days to have a World Cup qualifier. So that's not easy. But thankfully for these qualifiers, you know, we have a week before we played, which is rare. Usually in the past, we would come together 2 days before the game. So it's definitely not easy with the traveling from guys coming from Europe, You have to remember, too, guys, we have guys playing in the West Coast and traveling the same amount of distance within North America as they would traveling from Europe. And, you know, it does take a toll on the body because usually we come into camp and then we travel to our destination. So that helps break up a little bit of the travel a little bit and the mileage on the body. But it's never easy, but I think when you get into the camp and you're with the guys and you start playing, I think, you know, you overcome all that physical and mental stress that you get from flying long hours.
All right, and thanks a lot, Dwayne. I just have one little side question as well. It's kind of more geared towards Simeon Jackson. A lot of people think it's incredible he's playing in the EPL, and they made a big deal about him playing against Man U or his team playing against Man U. But how important is it for Canadians to be getting starting time?
It's huge. I mean, if you're not playing for the first team, then game fitness has to be questioned. Obviously, it's good that we have players playing at the top flight level, getting that experience, whether they're playing or whether they're just soaking up the atmosphere on the side. But definitely playing, especially moving forward into the next rounds, it's going to be very important that the guys are playing 90 minutes on a consistent basis, just for fitness level, for game sharpness, you know, especially our attacking players. So we stay sharp in front of the goal. We stay sharp in whatever position we play. And the only fitness you can get is game fitness. You know, you could run up and down all day, but when you're on the field, it's a totally different level of fitness that you have to have. So it's definitely important that guys are playing 90 minutes moving forward.
All right, thanks a lot, Dwayne. Just congratulations on just an amazing season.